Fournir un environnement à court terme sûr et favorable aux femmes battues et à leurs enfants, aux femmes en crise ou à d'autres femmes ayant besoin d'un hébergement d'urgence est la mission du Peace River Women Shelter. Leur mission est de donner à ces femmes la possibilité d'apprendre des services et des alternatives pour elles-mêmes, mais aussi à leur famille, afin de faciliter les décisions concernant leur avenir. Je suis en compagnie de Caroline, la directrice exécutive du Peace River Women Shelter. So I wanted to know, first of all, how did the Peace River Women Shelter started?
I believe somewhere in the neighborhood of 1985, just a small group of women who wanted to provide shelter for women fleeing abuse. And so the very earliest beginnings were private homes being opened to women and or children. And then in 1991, this facility was built and it became a society.
So how does the center work?
Well, we are an approximately 21-day stay facility. And again, our primary mandate is women fleeing abuse. And of course, we also help people who are homeless, things like that. Again, we are only for women, so we don't have rooms for families, like families that include the husband. They come in, we provide as much support as we can in-house, and then we also have an outreach program, so if they move into the community, we can still support them until they become, you know, solid.
Okay. Is the center free?
Yes.
How did COVID affect the women's shelter?
The first round, nobody was traveling, and so we had very low occupancy. But this fall, we have been full since I would say about August, and we're still full. And how it affects, especially during this lockdown, is people become very claustrophobic, as we all are, and want to get out and don't want to have these constraints. So it's, you know, it's stressful for everyone.
Do you guys take COVID precautions?
Yes.
What type of precautions?
So when people present to do an intake, we take their temperature, we go through the Alberta Health 811 questions, and if they have any symptoms at all, even if it's a cold, we have a 1-800 number to Alberta Health, and they'll come within a couple hours to test, and we get those results, you know, somewhere between 48 hours, you know, somewhere in that area. And so if it's just a cold, we ask people to quarantine. And so, of course, if they do have COVID, it's the same thing. We ask them to quarantine. So they have to stay in their rooms. We'll bring meals up to them and to their children, and until we have either the results or they're symptom free. And same thing with staff. We take temperature every couple of days, and we sign a form whether we have had symptoms. And anywhere anybody is in the shelter, they're all required, no matter if they have symptoms or not, they're all required to wear masks and or gloves, or use sanitizer. So we're taking it very seriously, and it may be inconvenient, but it's, you know, it's what has to be done. So,
yes, of course, it's normal. Without the virus, are you hosting some sort of events at the center?
Normally, we would have our annual fundraiser, which is called the Festival of Trees. That runs 5 days, but that's all oriented towards group gathering. So this year we suspended that, and we're doing electronic fundraising only. So we'll be, as of tomorrow, we'll be starting our 12 Days of Christmas campaign. And again, it'll be soliciting for donations via radio, Facebook, email, and so on.
Okay. And from November 25th to December 10th, the shelter is holding the 16 Days of Activism and Violence Against Women. What's this event?
That is a awareness event only. It's not part of a fundraiser or anything like that. And that's just to draw awareness to the issues that women experience when they're in an abusive relationship. And it's, again, like I say, it's to draw awareness to for people to think about their own safety and their own personal situations. So that's what the design is there.
What's the next step for the center? Do you have any events that are planned? Do you have any other awareness activities for 2021?
Well, probably a bit more of the same. We're going to take that. We're hoping that by, November of 2021 that, we'll be able to have our fundraiser. We've been doing the event for 20 years. So, it's kind of something that the community looks forward to every year. So hopefully, but of course, we have to take things one step at a time and see how things unfold.
Well, thank you so much, Caroline.
Yeah, no problem.
C'était Caroline, directrice exécutive du Peace River Women's Shelter. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.